Good morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time. This moment for me in the presence of God. I've been meditating for a while and it's about 2:48 a.m. in the United States of America. I am pleased to be recording this podcast today because a message suddenly comes up for me to share with every listener that you can actually do whatever you want to with God. I say this and I actually am having this, you know, influence from God to meditate on Ephesians 3:20. To him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ask for or even think of. To God be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ for all the time, forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean to you? What does this tell you? To him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or think of. When we started this podcast, I referred to Genesis as my reference point, and actually that is the title of this podcast. This whole journey actually also began with me when I wanted to find out my purpose and why we're actually on this earth. At some point, this question will resonate to anyone who is trying to seek power in a higher source. First of all, we don't even control our lives. And, you know, in Genesis, God actually gives the vision of prosperity. He gives the reasons why he actually created human beings, and we talked about having dominion. We talked about being the salt and light of the world. Everything that God did in Genesis proves that he did it for our good. He created so many beautiful things. He divided day and night. He made animals, he made plants, but chose us to rule over these things. That's not even my point. My point is how God created us in his image and likeness, to be like him, to think like him, to basically reflect the things of him. And with all these gifts that we have from God, I mean, just take a look at how excited a mother is once they have their child. It's a beautiful process. It's a beautiful process that can never be man-made, no matter what. It is a natural cycle of nature. So coming back to our text today, if God is the creator of the universe and the creator of us, then if we submit to him, he can do so much more than we can think of. He created you in your mother's womb. He created me in my mother's womb. He already knew the story. Companies like Apple already know the capability of a device a year before or several years before they manufacture it. And once they come out, you can see for yourself the number of, you know, people that queue and pre-order devices for their capability. How much more us human beings? How much more human beings that God put wisdom in us to shine? Have you ever come across that thought? Have you ever thought about how wonderful and beautiful you are? How fearfully God made you? It's an amazing thought, and it is what drives and inspires me to continue to seek him and understand his purpose for my life. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Because the pleasures of this world are temporary. But when you have this support system, this continuous hook to this overflow, this tap, which is God, that you can open at whatever time, that you can go to in times, in your low times in prayer, that you can rejoice and praise. I mean, how beautiful can life be? Take a look at how children love their parents. Take a look at how children depend on their parents. It is in the same mirror that we have to take a look at God and allow Him to work through us. All we have to do is to go to Him and say to Him, God, this is me. You created me. You knew me in my mother's womb. You had the purpose for my life. So I come to you and I demand that you release the answers to these promises. I demand that you show me what you want me to take dominion over. I demand that you show me my purpose in this life to glorify your name and to shine. This is all we have to do. We don't have to struggle like we do in this world. You don't go to an employer and tell them, I know my purpose and I know who I am, so hire me. No, the process is different. You have to put in a resume. You have to go for an interview, if not one, two, three interviews. And they have to judge you from what they don't know. It is the same way we have to put our faith in God. He actually knows all of us. He actually knows everything. He's the only person that knows when we're born and when we're going to leave this earth. So why not use the time purposefully to praise and worship Him, to continuously seek Him every single day of your life, when you wake up, when you're brushing your teeth, when you're taking a shower, when you're driving. Reflect on the mercies and power of God. You know, there's so much turmoil in this world, and it hurts me so much to see so many people stressed out because they have created the stress for themselves by pursuing worldly things that are not essential. But to them, you know, to the world, it seems essential. But it only brings you happiness for a short time and then continuous stress and everything. Look at countries today, countries that have abundance, or countries that have world power, I should say, are currently struggling, just as countries that are developing, or the so-called up-and-coming countries. We're on the same boat right now. And the only person standing on the water is Jesus Christ. So are we going to stretch and call unto Him so that he might let us walk on the water, like we discussed on the last two episodes? Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I thank you so much for inspiring a spirit of calmness and a spirit of peace through this amazing channel and podcast. It is my desire, my goal, that anybody that listens to me is able to be inspired to connect to you, so that the peace that you give to your beloved children is extended upon them. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Thank you so much. Kindly follow my travels on Instagram at LaShade and connect with me via DM or Facebook. I'd be very happy to share your testimonies on my next episode. Have a great day and take care.